Make a list of everyone. This is an Okanashum. This is a sadhana. Make a list of everyone who you call your friend. Then analyze that list, one person after another, and say, are they a friend or are they an acquaintance? Are they one with me spiritually, religiously? Do we share the same philosophy? Do we share the same food, the same tastes, the same perfumes, the same incense? Do we share the same cultural events, the same social life, the same friends? Nowadays, a friendship is just sharing a bed. And that's called a friendship. That's just a brief encounter with an acquaintance you don't know very well and will never ever know and maybe never be acquainted again. It happens to be called that L word, love. Not that word. The other L word, lust. Everyone now in today's world is wanting to get back to the roots and straighten out their lives. And they're going through all kinds of loops in order to do so. Well, start with friends and acquaintances. Have a formal relationship with your acquaintances. And have an informal relationship with your friends because you know each other, you trust each other. You have a spiritual love, a social love sharing, a cultural love, an economic understanding and love and sharing. And you can trade energies back and forth without going to bed also. And you might find you don't have any friends. Well, that would be something wonderful to know. Go get out those Diwali cards and holiday greeting cards and birthday cards and keep your acquaintances at a slight, polite distance. Invite them to your home. Have a sharing of food. And don't talk about anything that they don't want to hear about. Don't get in on that forbidden territory. Don't cross that line into their life too deeply. You may regret it. And you can keep acquaintances going throughout the years. So we want to now take the Kumbha to the Irvine Temple Foundation. Om Namah Shivaya, everyone. Here we go to Irvine Temple.